In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Where is God present? Where do you find him? You're quick to point out that God is everywhere. Indeed, God is everywhere. We call that his omnipresence. But he is not present everywhere to give you forgiveness, life, and salvation. So again, where is God present? Where do you find him? For Israel, God was present at the temple. Today we meditate on that temple. One temple, not many. One place of worship, not many. One way to God, not many. One place to receive God's forgiveness, not many. It was the visible presence of God, a house made holy by his glory, set apart for his work, not man's work. A place of sacrifice, a place of grace, a place of promise for all nations. The temple was everything. Worshippers sacrificed to God, trusting that God would send a sacrifice that would actually atone for sin. And by burning their offerings with the fire that shot out of the temple, God promised to do just that. There God met Israel and spoke to them through his priests. There he dwelt among them. God was not most clearly seen in the battlefield or in the prophets' miracles, but at the temple. There in Jerusalem, God was present to save. But the temple was a shadow of greater things to come. So where is God present? Where do you find him? He still is present everywhere, but he is not present everywhere to save you. So where do you find him? Clothed in flesh and blood. Jerusalem's temple was a shadow of Jesus' body. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." The temple he had spoken of was his body. If you want the God who saves, you need the God who wears your flesh. He must hide. The glory of Sinai must hide to save you. Not behind walls, but behind human nature. There's no other way, no other options, no other paths to heaven. The God-man is it. He alone was sacrificed to atone for your sins. He alone intercedes on your behalf. Forgiveness is found only in his flesh and blood. The fullness of God must still dwell in the temple of his body, so that you can approach him to receive his salvation. So where is Christ's flesh present? Where do you find him? Yes, indeed, Christ is present everywhere with his body, even in those distant galaxies billions of light years away. But he is not present there to save you. Your flesh and blood God is present to save you in word and sacraments. God still dwells among you. His flesh is where you find your God. It's a place of grace, a place of promise, a place of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Only in Christ, only in his flesh and blood, that holy temple made without hands. So do not go to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to get closer to God. Do not look for his salvation in the beauty of nature. Rather, go to Christ's flesh and blood. Go to the supper. And there you will find your God present to save you and bless you forever. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, our God and brother, you took on our human nature to atone for our sins so that we might live. Continue to come to us with that pierced body and shed blood to give us your salvation.